Blog Talk Radio.
Though I smiled, the tears inside inside the world burning. I wished him luck and then he said goodbye. He was gone, but still his words kept returning. What else was there for me to do but cry? Would you believe that yesterday this girl was in my arms and swore to me she'd be mine eternally? And Marie's the name of his latest flame. Yeah, Marie's the name of his latest flame. Oh, Marie's the name.
I remember my first love affair. Somehow or another, the whole darn thing went wrong. My mama had some great advice, so I thought I'd put it in the words of this song. I can still hear her say,
"Boy, oh, I see you sitting out there all alone, crying your eyes out, 'cause the woman that you love is gone. Whole lot of trouble in your life. Oh, so listen to me, get up off your knees, 'cause only the strong survive." That's what she said, only the strong survive, only the strong. That little girl, no, I wouldn't let her know. She made me feel like a clown. There's a whole lot of girls looking for a good man like you. Oh, but you'll never meet him if you give up now and say your life is through. And she said, only the strong survive, only the strong survive.
Everything I do is wrong. Yeah. dog till your big dog comes. Let me be your little dog till your big dog comes. When the big dog gets there, show him what this little puppy done. Well, I'm such a little woman, hold my clothes. I ain't got no matches, got a long way to go. Let her go, boy, go, go.
You come out here on the floor. Let's rock some more. Come out of here on the floor, honey. Let's rock some more, yeah. Now when you get out here, don't you have no fear. Put your hands on your hips and let your backbone lift and work out.
Salesman talking to me, trying to run me up a creek so you can buy it, go try it, you can pay me next week. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Blonde haired, good looking, trying to get me hooked, want me to marry, settle down and get a home and write a book. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Pay for something wrong, dime gone, will me order, sue the operator for telling me a tale. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to be involved in.
Too much monkey business. something happening here. But what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Being wrong, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds, are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and they're carrying signs. Mostly saying hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Your life, it will creep. Starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going now. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going now.
We better stop now.
What's that sound? Everybody look what's going.
at the door. I'm looking at my girl, but she passed out on the floor. I've seen so many things I ain't never seen before. But know what it is, I don't want to see no more.
Mama told me not to come.
Turn off my mic and talk through my phone because Blog Talk wasn't working. So here I am. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yep.
There we go. You just have no idea how I was feeling on the other end, ladies. I'm like, I just feel like quitting. I'm so mad.
Oh, yeah. I know how it feels.
There you go, Jenny. It's like you put so much work in all this and you're thinking to yourself, what is going on?
Well, that's not exactly what I think.
Well, for the PG-13 version of my little temper tantrum, y'all didn't want to hear what I was really thinking, okay?
There you go. That's what I think.
I felt like taking my computer and throwing it across the room. It's not my computer's fault. It's Blog Talk's fault.
Yeah. About every third show, I have to do this.
I've never had to do this before, Jenny. This is the first time for me.
Really? Oh, wow.
Yes, ma'am. First time for me. Usually I have to call in the show so I would have a show, but I've never had to call in the show so y'all could hear me, ever. It's just
Yeah, I've done that quite regularly, actually. And test that. Keep my mic tester.
Well, now I know, ladies, when y'all can't hear me and the show is going live and y'all can hear the music, but you can't hear me, tell me and I will call into the show. Goodness sake.
There you go.
You do show.
But I can't believe, you know, 40 minutes like this. But at least y'all got to listen to some good music while you're waiting for me to talk.
Yeah, it was good music. I wasn't here for all of it, but, you know, I was coloring my
hair. It's like I've been talking this whole time, and everybody goes, we can't hear you. And I'm like, it's so weird. Y'all can hear the music, but you can't hear me. And I wasn't on mute, because if I was on mute, y'all wouldn't be able to hear the music either. So that's why I was like, something's going on. Something's wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, it could just be with the July 4th weekend, Jenny. Blog Talk could be just full. You never know. I mean, the service could be full.
No, this is happening to me all the time. I do this about every other week. You know, every third or fourth show, this happens to me, and I have to call into my show in order for everybody to hear me. They can hear
music. Yeah, well, I'm glad you told me about this little trick. If it happens again, I know what to do. Oh, my goodness.
I thought you already knew about it. I'm so sorry, sweetie. I would have told you months ago.
No, but now I do. So, see, learning is half the battle.
More than half in this case.
Yeah. Okay, so y'all can hear me, and now it's not like, now that I can actually relax, let's listen to something that will get us back straight, okay, ladies?
Yes.
Goodness, I got to get my mind off all this stuff. I got enough stress in my life. I do not need a fun show to go overboard.
Welcome to my world.
Won't you come on? All right. This is Elvis in 1970 doing Kentucky Rain.
Seven lonely days and a dozen towns ago, I reached out one night and you were gone. Don't know why you'd run, what you're running to or from. All I know is I want to bring you home. So I'm walking in the rain, thumbing for a ride on this lonely Kentucky back road. I've loved you much too long, my love's too strong, let you go, never knowing what went wrong. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking with the rain in my shoes, searching for you in the cold Kentucky rain, in the cold Kentucky rain. Showed your photograph to some old gray-bearded men sitting on a bench outside a general store. They said, yes, she's been here, but their memory wasn't clear. Was it yesterday? No, wait, the day before. Finally got a ride with a preacher man who asked, were you bound on such a cold, dark afternoon? As we drove on through the rain, as he listened, I explained, and he left me with a prayer that I'd find you. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through with the rain in my shoes. Searching for you in the cold Kentucky rain, 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 in the cold Kentucky rain.
All right, we are back. You can hear me. We're good.
Yeah.
I feel better.
The blood pressure is going down.
The blood pressure is going down. You know the feeling.
Oh, yes. Very well.
Yeah. Everything is getting better. So, yay. So, tomorrow's the 4th, and I
yep.
hear you're having a 4th of July show tomorrow.
Yes, we're going to do a 4th of July special, and oh my gosh, guys, we've got so many patriotic songs, and they're so awesome. You got to come hear it. It's just fantastic. I didn't realize we had that many patriotic songs. But the John Wayne stuff and Red Skelton and, Oak Ridge Boys, yes, and the Gaithers. There's just all kinds of stuff in there. The Star Spangled Banner and America the Beautiful and God Bless America. And, hey, you Battle Hymn of the Republic. There's just so many of them. You got to come and listen. It's really cool.
Good. Good. And it's at 4 o'clock Easter.
So yes.
Get there.
Yes. So we're gonna throw in fun stuff, too. So, you know, there's going to be other things as well. Yeah,
it's crazy that the 4th is on a Saturday this year. It's like nobody gets a day off because usually on a Saturday, most people are off anyway. It's better to have it during the weekday.
Exactly.
That way people get a day off from work. Some people will let you off the day before if they're not. Some companies, anyway.
Well, I'm for a hotel. It doesn't matter when the 4th falls. If it is on one of the days I work. That's just how it rolls.
Yeah, that's true. Hotels are always working. You guys have
yep.
no call. So, but you're not working tomorrow,
No, I'm not working tomorrow. I am going to have fun doing a 4th of July special show.
That's good, then. You're going to have some fun. We are going to the in-laws to the lake. We're not doing anything in particular. We're just going to sit and wait for the fireworks to go off right there at their house, and that's that. Not going to do anything but just watch fireworks, I guess. Unless they're going to feed us, then of course we're going to eat.
Well, yes, you can't skip that part.
No, I'm not going to skip that part. I love barbecue cookouts. That's normally what happens during the 4th. We grill hot dogs, hamburgers, chicken, whatever else, but good time.
Yeah.
Good time.
Do s'mores?
Yeah.
S'mores are always a good 4th of July thing.
Mm-hmm. Always a cookout on the 4th of July. Okay, so I told y'all that only classic rock would be played on these shows because I was raised with them and I enjoy the music. You know, some people say I play too much rowdy songs, Jenny. So, these people must be really boring in life to think my songs are rowdy, but okay. Anyways, this is from 1976. Yes.
Oh, there you go.
Mm-hmm. And the band is Steve Miller Band. And song is Take the Money and Run.
Yes. Yes, Steve Miller is so good.
Yep, enjoy it, guys. They are a good band, I admit it.
This is a story about Billy Joe and Bobby Sue. Two young lovers with nothing better to do. They sit around the house, get high. Bobby Sue took the money and run.
Billy Joe caught up to her the very next day. They got the money, hey, you know they got away. They're headed down south and they're still running today. So you go on, take the money and run. Go on, take the money and run.
Manette wrote me saying she loves my song choices this evening. Well, thank my mama for that because she raised me right. These songs were always playing.
Yeah.
They were. The radio was always on. I lived in that type of household, you know, always got some good music on the radio and on the record player. But,
well, yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm. The songs that I'm going to play next are ones that I have never played on my show before, but I should have because they're good. And y'all probably heard them before because they were done in the 70s. I mean, I was born in the 70s, so, you know, I'm just used to listening to most 70s music. But these songs should have been played a long time ago, but I never did play them, but I'm going to play them tonight. And I think Jenny would appreciate. I know you will. I just know it.
I love music of the 60s and 70s. That's my favorite two decades.
Yep. I mean, I've listened from 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and today, and I'll just have to admit the classic rock is the best. I mean, if you go from 50s to 70s, you're good. I know it's weird, but it's good music. Anyways, let's see here. Y'all know who Stevie Wonder is, don't you? I know y'all know who
he is. We do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do.
There's a song that he did in 1973, and it's relevant to this day. If you listen to the words of this song, it makes perfect sense. The song is called Higher Ground. And boy, it's a good one.
Good one.
Yes, it
good
is.
Good choice, man.
So I'm going to play
Stevie Wonder.
1973, Stevie Wonder, Higher Ground. Enjoy it and tell me, y'all, what you think when it's done. I know you'll like it.
Keep on learning. Soldier. People keep on climbing to higher ground. That song gets me. I like the funk in that sound. I like the way the music's arranged. I like the words. Good song to me. Nothing wrong with it. Did you guys like it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Good.
Good. I'm glad.
It's got a good message to it. Keep on climbing till you reach the higher ground.
Yes, ma'am. That's what we got to do. That's why I said it's relevant to this day. There's lots of music of the past that's relevant to this day.
Yep.
Lots and lots. And here's another band I want to throw out to you. Have never played them before, but they need to be played. There's a band called The Grateful Dead.
Oh,
and people
yeah.
used to travel with the Grateful Dead. In fact, my best friend's mom and dad, that's all they did for almost 15 years is travel with the Grateful Dead. That was their thing.
And
they knew them. They had T-shirts. They had guitar picks, water bottles they drank out of. I mean, these people were Grateful Dead freaks. All I have to say is that there are lots of people that followed the Grateful Dead. If they were having a concert, people would go in vehicles and travel far and wide to get there, but they would get there. And they have lots of albums, and there's a few songs on those albums that I actually like, believe it or not. You're like, Shauna, you like the Grateful Dead? Yeah, I like some of it. I do. I can't say I don't. During the time of 1970, you know, they were pretty popular, weren't they, Jenny?
Oh, yes. Very much so.
Uh-huh. They were pretty popular if they were getting lots of followers. There were lots of people that just followed the Grateful Dead. So obviously they were bringing out some good songs or people wouldn't come to the concerts, you would think. But there are some good songs on some of these albums. And Susan wanted me to know if I could hear her, and I can. I can hear you. Can you
Brilliant.
Hear us? Brilliant.
I can.
Thank
loud
you.
And clear.
Yay. All right. So I can hear Susan. I can hear Anne. I can hear Jenny. I think we're all good. We're actually good. Wish I had done this beginning of the show so you guys could have heard me, but oh well. At least you had music.
Yes, and we can hear Shauna.
I know.
We can.
Yay.
Oh,
so good. So good. I didn't need that tonight. I was so upset, but not anymore. And you guys always put me in a better mood anyway. You do.
Oh, bless you.
Good.
Now, I was talking about the Grateful Dead. So, this song came out in 1970, and the song is called Ripple. So tell me what you guys think about it when you're done listening. I think you might like it.
If my words did glow with the gold of sunshine, and my tune were played on the harp of strum, would you hear my voice come through the music? Would you hold it near as it were your own? It's a hand-me-down. The thoughts are broken. Perhaps they're better left unsung. I don't know. Don't really care. Let there be songs to fill the air. Ripple in still water when there is no pain. pebble tossed, nor wind to blow. Reach out your hand. If your cup be empty, if your cup is full, may it be again. Let it be known there is a fountain that was not made by the hands of men. There is a road, no simple highway, between the dawn and the dark of night. And if you go, no one may follow that path is for your steps alone. Ripples in still water, when there is no pebble tossed, no wind to blow. You choose to lead, must follow. But if you fall, you fall alone. If you should stand, then who's to guide you? If I knew the way, I would take you home. La da da da, la da 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 da.
Okay, that was The Grateful Dead with Ripple, 1970. Now, there's also a movie that this song was in. Have you ever watched the movie Mask with Cher about the boy who had the syndrome, the lion syndrome, where his face never quit growing?
Yes. I loved it.
Yes.
So it's sad. It's a true story.
It is. His name was Dennis. And it was a true sad story. But they also filmed that movie just down the block from where I was born, believe it or not, in California.
Hey, there you go.
My biological father, we lived in Buena Park, California. I was 4 years old. My father made those big Harley Davidson motorcycle bikes. And he custom made them, and lots of bikers would come to him for, you know, improving their Harley bikes, and they were filming this movie, and they put Sam Elliott in the movie, and he is working on a bike at my father's shop that he was working at in the film. So that's really cool. That's something I'll never forget. I was young.
Yeah.
But it was really neat to know that my father was, you know, he wasn't in the movie, but the place he worked was in the movie.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. That's cool.
Yeah. My father was a custom Harley motorcycle builder, and he would custom bikes for all the bikers down there, the Hells Angels and whatnot. Something you probably didn't know about me, and as I said, biological father. My stepfather adopted me when I was 4, so I don't really know much about my real father, except he loved custom bikes. That was his thing. And he also customized old cars and old Chevys, and he had a talent. But it's just something to look up on, you know, like, wow, that's neat.
Oh, yeah, and Harleys have always been a really big deal, too, even now.
Yeah, they are. They are. But, yeah, I was a biker baby, but not for long. My mom already divorced them by the time I was 4. But still, Know your history, folks. It's okay. You know, I'm not ashamed. But it was a good movie, Mask, with Cher in it and Sam Elliott. Anything with Sam Elliott, oh my goodness. The guy ladies, he never ages. You want to talk about a silver fox? My goodness. Some men just grow old gracefully. I just have to say.
He's one of them.
Anyways, I'm glad you enjoyed that song. Also, you guys know about the other group called The Who?
My generation.
Yes. That's one of my favorites. It's actually one I'm going to play. I love the movie Tommy. It has the leader of The Who in it. Tina Turner is in it. Anne Margaret is in it playing his mom. If you've never watched the movie Tommy, watch it. It is very interesting.
Yeah, the guy's name from The Who, his name's Roger Daltrey.
Thank you. But it's a very interesting pulp culture type movie. It kind of reminds me of Jesus and the Technicolor Dreamcoat in a way. But might want to look that up on YouTube because it is interesting. The music on it is pretty cool. Oh my gosh, he lives in Atlanta. My gosh, piano player Elton John, he's in it too. Singing the Pinball Wizard. I'll never forget that movie. It's got some good songs and it's interesting. And Anne Margaret is a knockout in it for the 70s. I thought she was hot. But good movie. I was surprised she decided to be in it, but wasn't bad. Anyways, this is The Who doing.
Anne Margaret's always been quite adventurous when it comes to her career, though.
She has.
Yeah.
I mean, even when
yes.
she got older, she did Grumpier Old Men, which was hilarious in itself.
Yeah. And she was still beautiful. She still is now.
You know, she still looks good today. I mean, it don't look like she got that much work done, so that's good. I like a woman who grows old gracefully. If you do work, do it subtly. You know, not like too much.
Yeah. Don't have them stretch your smile up to your ears.
Yeah, exactly, girl. Exactly. Anyway, this is The Who doing My Generation. So enjoy it.
People try to put us to down.
Talking about my generation.
Just because we get around.
Talking about my generation.
Things they do look awful.
Talking about my generation.
I hope I die before I get old. Dig what we all say. I'm not trying to cause a big sensation. I'm just talking about my generation. What we all get around.
My generation.
to keep going. Stop it now. Okay. Do it now. Hey, I know it's your generation now. Be quiet. It shut off. I thought it was done, but it's going. Goodness. Gives me another laugh. That's good. That's good. Anyways. I do like some of The Who. I can't say I like all of their music, but I do like some. You know, I can't say I don't like a band. I listen to all their music, and in every band, there's always one or two songs that I actually appreciate, which is, I think how it is, you know. I don't, like, even if I buy an album, ladies and gentlemen, sometimes I might only like four songs of the album, but I'm not going to throw the album away because I only like four songs out of the 13. I'll keep it because I like the four songs.
Exactly.
How I always was. Yeah. Or anytime I buy an album, I have my favorites, you know. I'll skip the others and I'll listen to the ones I like. But anyway, I wanted to let you all know that we've got 11 minutes left, which is, oh my gosh. I decided to make the show 11:30 tonight because I didn't quite know if I was going to make it for 2 hours. I've had a very long day, everybody, so I was getting kind of tired. So I did take 30 minutes off the show tonight. So forgive me, ladies. I've had a stressful week. My father-in-law is still in the hospital, and he's been in a hospital bed for 2 months, and he has no muscle mass whatsoever. And they've told my husband and his family that if he doesn't start moving soon and want the will to live, you know, it's not going to work out very well. And he's not moving, and his eyes are getting real glossy. He's not even closing his eyes when he goes to sleep. He's sleeping with his eyes open. And it's just been really rough around here, if you know what I mean. If you've ever had to go through something like this, it's rough. But I've been trying to juggle everything, and you know, sometimes you just gotta stop and take a rest, you know. So I thought I'd go to bed a little bit early.
If you don't actually have yourself stop and take that rest, your body and mind are going to do it for you. And
it'll be bad. I'll get sick and I'll crash, and then where will I be then? So, yeah, I mean, I've been trying to, but like last night, Charles wasn't even home last night. He slept at the hospital, so Wade and I were here by ourselves last night. And even though I could have went to bed early, it's just when you stress and you're worried, it's hard to go to sleep. I haven't been really sleeping well. I've just been worried about everything, and then now to come to find out that his sister, his only sister, his little sister, she's dying of cancer, and she's got four kids, and that's just, it's like, oh my gosh, you know, when it rains, it pours, and there's nothing that they can do to help her. She's literally dying. She's 38 years old, and she's dying, and there's nothing we can do about it. So
that's the toughest thing, to realize that you have, all you can do is watch and wait. That's the hardest.
Yeah. And between stressing, praying, and having no sleep, it is rough. I've been thinking about those kids, you know, thinking about her kids. A couple are the same age as Wade, and the other two are a little older, and it's just like, you know. And Charles and I even talked about maybe letting the oldest girl stay here because I love her to death. I helped raise her, and I'm just like, you know, if she has to come, let her come. I'll adopt her. I want her. You know, I'm at that point where I'm just praying. I'm worried, and I'm trying not to get sick, you know.
Oh, dear.
You'll get through it, honey. You'll get through it.
Yeah. So I'm just doing everything I can, you know, to be a supportive wife like we're supposed to, but sometimes it's just real hard when my husband's not really a crier. You know, he cries when he needs to, though. He's not ashamed of it. But when he comes home looking like he's been crying, I know it's bad. So
oh, yeah.
I've been
Mm-hmm.
Trying to stay by them and do everything I can, you know, to help everybody out. But it's hard. Even thinking about it makes me want to cry, but it's really hard. So love your loved ones. Put your arms around them. Know that tomorrow is never, ever, ever certain. And if tomorrow never comes, let your loved ones know that you love them.
I've been through it recently, honey. I know exactly what you're saying, girl.
Yeah,
I empathize. I know exactly what you're saying. Been through it recently, so it's a rough one.
Yep, love your loved ones and just hold on to them tightly because you just never know. Okay. Goodness. Trying so hard not to have any feelings, but that's not real life, is it?
Well, don't do that. Don't do that. That's why people have heart attacks and strokes, because they try and hold
it
in.
Isn't it? Oh. You're right about
that.
Out. Well, I just appreciate having all y'all in my life. I know that for certain.
Oh, bless.
Because I basically, like I said, y'all have been my little cheerleaders, and I love you guys, so thank you. I do.
We love you,
what
too.
Do you, see, honey? You know that.
It's just rough. We're just trying to take it one day at a time. And that's what
that's
you got to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you got to do. Okay, I'm trying to find another song here. Trying not to bum you out too much. I'll find another song. I've got 6 minutes left. And our special guy wanted me to play one of my songs. And I said, no, I don't really want to. And then he said, do it.
I love that one you done lost.
Fine. But I'm trying to find it. I'm having a hard time. Here it is. Oh, stop it. Almost scrolled past it. See, my mind is safe. A special guy wanted me to play it. And I'm like, not really. Like, do it. Do it. So I'm going to do that. And you, I know which one you're talking about, sweetheart. I'm trying to find it. It's in the eyes. So I'm scrolling down. I hate that Blog Talk puts everything alphabetically now. Sometimes it bothers me.
Oh, I love alphabetical. It makes things so much easier.
It depends on what you're looking for. If you put dates on stuff, it doesn't alphabetic. I do it by dates, and they alphabeticalize, and I'm like, okay, whatever. Okay, here. I'm going to play the song he wants me to play. So if you like it, thank you. If not, well, I'm trying my best and I'm improving and at least I'm having some fun singing. It makes me happy and it makes me not so stressed out when I can have some fun. Right, Jenny? Isn't that what singing is?
Yes.
Something to have fun.
Yes.
You know? I never tried to be famous. I'm not asking to be famous. I just like having fun.
That's
exactly.
Right.
And there's a place to share it. And that's a good thing, too, because you get to share your music. And that's always good.
Yeah, and then when our special guy says, do it, I got to do it. So weird. I got to do what I'm told. I got to do what he tells me. So, okay, guys, this is me singing. If you're not in it for love, I'm out of here. So
oh, you did that very well.
Shania Twain.
Yeah.
All right, this is a song by Shania Twain, and it's labeled, If You're Not In It For Love, I'm Out of Here. Enjoy it.
Mind if I sit down, can I buy you a round? Haven't seen your face before. Are you new in town? It's the same old life. You'll be a star in the back.
July, Independence Day.
Yes, ma'am.
Great. Enjoy.